We face a crisis of the choices that we make. Not all of us individually, but yes, in many ways, still individually, by what we buy, how we live, the choices we make on a daily basis. And the crisis that we face today on the global biome is a crisis that comes from unabated emissions.
Joining me now to discuss is my husband and rock and roll icon, Ted Nugent. Ted, thanks for coming.
Why not? Who's going to stop me? I deserve this woman. And here's the beauty of it. Shemaine, I would like to announce globally how much I love you because you are the light in the darkness. You're covering important issues, but in the treachery of the world we are surrounded by, she brings buoyancy and uplifting positive energy, spirit, and attitude every day. So tell everybody you know there's a Shemaine Nugent, Faith and Freedom on Real America's Voice, because we need this now more than ever. Thank you for being such an ass-kicking activist. She's an ass-kicking activist. Can you believe that?
Well, I learned it all from you. I wasn't like this when we met and married 34 years ago, but I've seen you stand up to Goliath, so to speak. And it's incredible what's going on now. You and I have these discussions every day, all day long about the travesty that's happening. What are your comments about the clip that you just saw with John Kerry?
Well, John Kerry is a bad guy. He's a punk. He's a treasonous law violator. He violates his oath every day, but he is correct. It's the treachery and the pain and suffering, the ugliness, the treason, the criminality that we're experiencing running amok today is because of choices. And he is correct. I can't believe I'm saying this, but my friends across America, if you are not participating with all your heart and soul and intellect and spirit and independent demands in this sacred experiment in self-government, that's why John Kerry is not behind bars. That's why John Fetterman thinks he got elected. That's why Joe Biden gets away with his criminal gangster operations. That's why those poor innocent Americans are in the gulags. There's gulags in America, in the capital of Washington, D.C., and these otherwise innocent till proven guilty Americans are being treated like terrorists, while people who are caught on film actually committing terrorism are bailed out by the Democrat Party. So we could go on and on, but let's simplify it. If you're not in touch with, on a regular basis, your elected employees from your school board, your mayor, your senator, your congressman, your governor, the White House, if they don't know your family name, you don't matter. And I can't imagine how a person can go through this experiment in self-government, the unique freedom of America every day, knowing that you don't matter. Well, I don't have a voice. Yes, you do. Everybody's got a voice. There's not an elected employee on planet Earth that doesn't know what I stand for. I raise hell because if you don't speak up for the God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, law and order, work ethic, productivity, good over evil, if you don't stand up for that, I give you the Joe Biden gangster family. So it is about choices. So I would prefer that everybody would choose to raise more hell and demand accountability. We have an operation now, Operation Jericho, with the great General Paul Vallely.
Vallely, yeah.
General Paul Vallely has created this operation. He met with the unjustly imprisoned Americans after January 6th, and we're going to let these people out. They need to be set free. The mitigating and exonerating evidence on film from the security cameras that you see on Tucker Carlson to some degree, they didn't allow that in the court. So if there's a bank robbery and they charge me with robbing the bank, but there's actual footage of the bank robbers, but they don't allow that footage to be shown in court and they convict me because they don't allow real evidence in, that's not justice. That's not the Department of Justice. That's not fairness. So raise hell, America. The time is now. I hope it's not too late.
You know, when I was growing up and you were growing up, we had three channels.
Yeah.
ABC, NBC, CBS. And if you didn't like what was on one channel, you just turned it and watched something else. And back then we had good programming. Yeah. Not so much now.
Soupy Sales.
Oh, yes. Soupy Sales, so funny. He would be canceled right now, don't you think?
Yeah, think he might with his Wonder Bread sexualization. Oh. Soupy Sales, a great friend of mine up until the time that he passed away. But Shemaine's got an important point. is that there is a propaganda ministry out there that the vast majority of the megaphones in the media are literally in the pocket of the Democrat Party and of the communists and of the communist Chinese and Dr. Fauci. I guess you would just have to ask your friends who think that we're revolutionary, and we're supporting the great Donald Trump and we're supporting conservative candidates and they get angry at us. Ask them, what would you trust Dr. Fauci to do in your life? Introduce me to someone who would trust Dr. Fauci or Charlie Schumer or Adam Schiff or Hillary Clinton or Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or John Fetterman or Kamala Harris. Introduce me to a human being that would trust these people to do anything responsibly or honestly or legally. That's the real crux of the matter right there.
Speaking of President Trump, I want to play another clip for you and get your take on this. Can you roll that tape?
Nikki Haley, one of the Republican candidates, is calling for mental competency tests for those politicians over the age of 75. What do you think about that?
Ridiculous.
Would your husband ever take one of those?
I mean, we haven't even discussed. We would never even discuss something like that.
And I had these terrible headaches, was diagnosed with having anyway. They had to take the top of my head off a couple of times, see if I had a brain.
Who could possibly watch this kind of stuff and not go, dear God in heaven, somebody tackle these people and put them in a straitjacket?
It might be ridiculous to Dr. Jill, but for many of us, we have serious questions. And when did it start that we aren't allowed to ask any questions at all? We should have our elected leaders, they should have doctors' checks, and they should all be public. We want to know what's going on. And if Joe Biden can't even, you know, God bless him, but if he can't even form a sentence, I wouldn't put you out there or anybody else that I know and love. It's just a shame. What are your thoughts about that?
You wouldn't expose somebody you love to such embarrassment, such obvious dementia. And here's a simple test, America. I'm just a guitar player. I was born and raised in Detroit. We weren't the murder capital because we're more violent. We're just better shots. Bottom line is, I'm just a goofy guitar player that not just wrote Wango Tango. I actually meant it. So how about a Democrat candidate? Just debate the goofy guitar player. Yeah. Let's see if we can have a sentence forming challenge. Let's see who can form the most meaningful, cohesive, understandable syllables. If a candidate can't outtalk Ted Nugent, who would allow him to represent anybody? And our government is infested with inept, oath-violating, greedy, the military industrial congressional complex ripoff artists. And if we don't say that loud and proud to our elected employees, we get what we deserve. And I'm afraid right now, I can't imagine how horrible we must be to deserve President Biden. But I think we do deserve it. If we allow elections to go on that are not honest, that are not real elections, that we allow a John Fetterman to pretend he was elected by somebody. Pennsylvania, you've got to be kidding me.
These are
treacherous times.
Let's just say there is just a small percentage of people, a small percentage. Let's just say conservatively 10 or 20% of the people think that the elections were fraudulent. Let's just say that. Why can't we have an accounting? If we have seen people close down the polling stations in Michigan as they did, we know what happened in Arizona. We've seen 2,000 mules by Dinesh D'Souza. Why can't we question that? What is wrong with us questioning the election, the vaccine? Now it's coming out that those of us who were called conspiracy theorists were actually right.
Yeah, well, honey, I'll answer your question. We can ask all the questions we want. This is an experiment, a sacred experiment, one-of-a-kind experiment in self-government. And if you're not asking questions and being suspicious of all authority, you're not a real American. We're not supposed to be blindly obedient and just obey anything that comes our way, especially when our instincts and our moral compass understands that we're given immoral commands. I would like my hard-earned tax dollars back because I didn't authorize Biden to go to Planned Parenthood to slaughter babies. I want my hard-earned tax dollars back. I didn't authorize it to go to some gay child molester, money laundering comedian named Zelensky in the Ukraine. I want my money back. You're burning my tax dollars without my authorization. Give me some of those machine guns we gave to the Taliban. I deserve them. They don't.
Yeah,
on and on.
Wouldn't you like to, you and your hunting buddies love to have that equipment?
I actually do have that equipment, but I would like more of that equipment. Ted, I would like a half track.
We've got about a minute left for this segment, and then you're coming back for another one. But who would you like, real quickly, who would you like to see running with President Trump?
Boy, I just don't know. I think Ron DeSantis is a great governor. Kristi Noem is a better governor. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the best governor.
What about Carrie Lake?
Carrie Lake is a great, great conservative force of believability and passion and knowledge and fortitude. There are a lot of great ones out there, but I'd rather Ron DeSantis stayed as governor of Florida. We need that conservative leadership in the state of Florida. I would like to get real conservative leadership in the state of Texas someday. Right now, I'd like to hold off on identifying somebody, but my favorite American right now is Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas. This
yes.
woman represents the pulse, the heart and soul of the best American. So God bless her. And Mike Huckabee, you raised a wonderful daughter. God bless you, man.
And we got 30 seconds left. You and Mike have played, Mike Huckabee, played together on his show several times. I would love to see you guys actually jam.
I've been on that MSNBC, mate. It was propagandist nutcrackery
on there.
I went on a show called Morning Joe. Yeah. It was absurd the way they carried
on. Morning Joe.
I don't know what it was. It wasn't morning. There was no one called Joe there. No one could concentrate. They didn't understand the basic tenets of journalism. No one was willing to stick up for genuine American heroes like Edward Snowden. No one was willing to talk about Julian Assange and what he suffered trying to bring real journalism to the American people. And I think to sit within the castle of MSNBC throwing rocks at Fox News is ludicrous.
My friend.
Make MSNBC better. Make MSNBC great again. Do you want an example?
Yes.
The ludicrous, outrageous criticisms of Joe Rogan around ivermectin. Rachel Maddow turning up on the TV saying, if you take this vaccine, you're not going to get it. When it hadn't been clinically trialed for transmission.
Non-responsive.
You have to listen.
Wait,
do you think you can improve America by determinedly and avowedly condemning Fox News without acknowledging that you're participating in the same game? Did you not just listen to Bernie Sanders, someone who plainly, legitimately believes in this country and believes it's possible to change, but is bound by corruption, is bound by the lobbying system? Surely it's clear to you, Bill, as one of the great pundits and experts and comic voices, that systemic change is required. Money has to be taken out of politics. We need new political systems that genuinely represent ordinary Americans so that we can overcome cultural differences. And bickering about which propagandist network is the worst is not going to save a single American life, not improve the life of a single American child, not going to improve America's standing in the world, and the world needs a strong America. I'll tell you that.
I love Russell Brand. I mean, Ted, why is it though? I know you're going to comment about this clip that we just saw, but why is it that more celebrities like you, like Russell Brand, why aren't more speaking out?
I think more are starting to speak out because there's this painful thing called guilt. If you lie and deny long enough, at some point when you go to bed at night, guilt should raise its ugly head if you're not uncomfortably dumb. They think they're comfortably numb, but that's actually uncomfortably dumb. God bless Russell Crowe. I think he's
Russell
been listening.
Brand.
Russell Brand.
Russell Crowe too.
But all these Russell dudes. I shot a crow this morning. Maybe that's what I was thinking about. Anyhow, God bless Russell Brand. Seriously. Boy, truth, logic, and common sense in lighting that middle finger on fire. Nicely done. I think Russell Brand has been listening to Stranglehold or maybe Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang, one of the two, but he's very fired up righteously. Here's what I've said since 2019. Our tax dollars were illegally and immorally used to finance the communist Chinese weaponized virus in Wuhan with Nancy Pelosi, punk Fauci, and Barack Obama. That's what I said in 2019. And it's not a vaccine they came up with, because vaccines actually protect you. It's a weaponized experimental shot. And I knew from the beginning that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were historically proven treatments. And everything I said, I was attacked and demonized. And I was right then, and I'm right now. And I couldn't glow more positive. And my middle finger can cook a steak at 80 yards. It's so hot and on fire. Russell Brand, salute to you. And then John, what's John guy's name from the late night show? I can't think of his name now.
I don't watch late night anymore.
Yeah, wait, everybody knows. Somebody in the production, tell me, John somebody. He used to have the late night comedy show.
No, not John Oliver. No.
John's going to be pissed off. I can't think of his name. But my God, did he let Stephen Colbert have it with this. Well, why would they think it's a
John Stewart? John Stewart.
Yeah. Well, why would they call it a communist Chinese virus? Right. Because it was in Wuhan. If a chocolate outbreak occurred in Hershey, Pennsylvania, it might be because of Hershey chocolate. It was brilliant, brilliant stuff. Which, by the way, if you watch the Ted Nugent Real America's Voice Spirit Campfire, did I mention Ted Nugent, Real America's Voice, Spirit Campfire every Friday night and ongoing, and the Nightly Nuge, and the Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild show, which is all about harvesting protein. It's also a political statement where I crush the liars and the thieves and the immoral criminals in our government and all the bureaucracies. All the bureaucracies are untrustworthy and greedy and criminal, and I raise hell because I'm a free man and I let my spirit and my instinct guide everything. Why other celebrities aren't doing it is because they're a bunch of spineless cowards. If you don't speak out against evil, you're evil. Try that on for size.
Okay, it's not difficult to just ask a question and have you answer, but it's so pertinent. And I wanted to get an answer about why more celebrities aren't speaking out, but we all know why, because they don't want to be canceled. They don't want to lose their paycheck that big tech may or may not, big pharma may or may not be paying them. But I want to switch gears a little bit.
Before you switch gears, let me conclude that question. Why do more celebrities not speak out? A-list top celebrities on planet Earth in the music and entertainment world had said to me, and I'm not going to name their names to respect their spinelessness and their identity, I'm not going to come out like you do, Ted. Hell, those liberals give me $50 million a year. Oh, nicely done.
Money.
Just think if the founding fathers did it that way. They're not speaking out because they're greedy and they're cowards. That's why.
Okay, we're going to get to another very important topic, and that's the recent revelation that Tucker Carlson has been playing all week about the January 6th activities. We know it's not an insurrection. We know that the government was setting up people, like, whatever happened to Ray Epps? But we're going to play a clip, Ted. I want you to watch it, and we'll get your comment about it on the other side.
The actual videotape shows that Hawley was one of many lawmakers being ushered out of the building by Capitol Hill police officers. And in fact, Hawley was at the back of the pack.
So that's about Josh Hawley. And they were making fun of him. Like he was in fear for his life. Whatever happened to, you know, this is propaganda. When they only show one side, they took what they wanted to show the January 6th committee. They didn't interview anybody on the other side. But now Tucker Carlson is playing it for everybody to see. Why is that wrong?
Liz Cheney, you're a horrible, horrible human being. Real good Americans are offended by your dishonesty and your criminal, immoral behavior. And you're covering up what we the people own and deserve and must be privileged to. I mean, it's our responsibility to witness this stuff. And the January 6th committee, I mean, I wish I knew all these horrible people's names, because they're all horrible, lying, treasonous, immoral, evil people, because they said that the January 6th insurrections, which, by the way, you cannot accomplish an insurrection without weapons, and there were no weapons. No arms insurrection. No insurrection took place. The people that were doing the vandalism and the criminality were FBI agents. They were government thugs that were doing all the vandalism and all the violence. Let me tell you, when they keep saying that, oh, the January 6th insurrection has killed five cops. The January 6th protesters didn't kill anybody. Mm-hmm. They lied. They lied. Not the January 6th protesters didn't lie. The committee lied and lied and lied. A salute to Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters and Glenn Beck.
Yes.
And a lot of these brave, brave last of the journalists. But the January 6th committee, what a scam. This is the worst time in America. I'm going to, on my website at tednugent.com, we're going to have a link real soon working with General Paul Vallely on the Jericho Project to release these innocent victims of the treasonous, immoral, evil Gestapo of the United States. The DOJ is anti-justice. The DOD is anti-securing America. The FDA is against making our food and drugs safe. The USDA is against making our food system and agriculture safe. The CDC is not about taking care of our health. I'm telling you, every bureaucracy in America is pure rot. And we the people better fix this pretty damn quick.
We got to meet Trentis Evans. Who
example, perfect,
we've had, yeah. I had him on the show here last week and I spoke with him a couple of days ago and he told me the unbelievable abhorrent conditions that people like Jacob Chansley are being
released. Jacob Chansley, release George Kelly in Arizona. This guy performed the most natural, pure, righteous instinct in the world to defend himself against illegal invaders on his property on the Mexican border. And George Kelly is in jail for doing the perfect thing because Uncle Sam wants to teach us all a lesson. Your life isn't worth squat. It's the invaders of America that Uncle Sam is protecting. Let George Kelly out of jail. Let Jason Chansley out of jail. Let the January 6th protesters out of jail. Go after Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these other terrorist creeps. Let me do it. I'll do it.
How about the one report that nobody seems to be playing anymore, but remember there was a reporter when there were Antifa protesters and there's burning buildings and cars
mostly
in the background.
Peaceful, yeah.
And the reporter's saying, I think it's a mostly peaceful protest. So what Russell Brand was saying is you guys are just reiterating what you're being told. Ted, we've got a minute. Any last comment about January 6th or about what you've got coming up? Oh, can I announce it?
Go nuts.
Okay.
She always does go nuts. She's my wife for 34 years. She went nuts a long time ago.
But it's perfect
fun nuts.
Okay, so.
I'm like a fun nut.
We've got about a minute left, and I'm going to announce it right here.
What are we announcing? There's so much to announce.
Ted, this might be.
Oh, are you going to put it in those terms?
Should I put it?
Yeah, I suppose
okay.
So. We talked about it. I've done 6,757 rock outs. 6,757 rock and roll concerts. That includes pool parties and sock hops and events with Donald Trump, even though it wasn't a full concert. I consider that a rock out. Jam sessions and speakeasy with the great rhythm section, John and Johnny and Calvin Ross here in Texas. The great Greg Smith and Jason Heartless and all my unbelievably gifted, talented, monster musical cohorts from the Lourdes all the way to 2023. And go ahead and announce it.
This may be Ted's last tour. So as soon as it's official, as soon as you announce it, go to tednugent.com and grab your tickets. Because every year, for the past couple of years, you have said, I think this is going to be the last tour. And then all of a sudden I hear you say, oh, I booked another tour.
Yeah.
So
well, I
you
love the
it.
Music.
Yeah.
They're doing a feature on my Gibson Birdland on guitar player Phil Gorowski, a famous Polack from Michigan. Great, great people who love real music, and my music is real because of the incredible musicians and hardworking gentlemen I've had at my side all my life. But when I leave to go on tour, and I will tour this July and August, and it's going to be a flame-throwing rhythm and blues, the tightest, most dynamic, fun, intense, sexy music in the history of noise. I promise you it will be. But when I leave to go on tour, even though I come home every few days, when I leave Happy Sadie and Coco for more than 24 hours, they are so sad. They literally.
If we go to the grocery store for an hour, you come back home and it's like happy. I think he's very close to talking now. Happy is our Labrador Catahoulin Black Moth Cur. Yeah. It's like he's talking, saying, don't ever do that again. Yeah.
So I love my home. I love coming home to Chemaine. I love my bed. I love my ranch. I love my Michigan swamp. And hotels are like jail to me. I won't go to a commercial airport. I like being home. Adios, mofo. 23 tour. This is the Adios Mofo tour. It might be my last. We're talking to Greg and Jason about it now, but thank you everybody for all these years of support. I love my music even more than you do.
Well, Ted, thanks so much for coming here today. I know you're going to come back again soon.